Good morning, team. How are we? I hope we are good. Welcome to episode 29 of the Get Up and Show Up live show. I hope we've been having a decent week and we are ready to go for another live show and to finish the week strong. So, in this morning's show, I'm actually going to be talking about something I shared as a post earlier this week, which seemed to get a bit of a reaction with regards to a lot of other dads relating to the message that I was sharing. So I wanted to talk about it on here as well. So if we are in, please do let me know. Do drop in a comment. Do drop a like on the video. Appreciate it as always. Scott, Ian, good to see you boys in. Hope you're having a decent week. So this morning, what I'm going to be talking about is dealing with dad guilt. Now, I don't think this is spoken about enough, in my opinion. And like I said, I shared a post about this earlier this week, and I got a few comments and I got a couple of messages about it as well, about how relatable the message I was sharing was. And I want to know in the comments, actually, if you're watching now or watching back, do you struggle with dad guilt? Do you feel like you you experience that dad guilt that we can, I can say from what I've experienced and also spoken to other dads about, that this is quite a common thing when it comes to this dad guilt. So I wanted to kind of just speak a little bit more about it this morning and also maybe shift your perspective on it sometimes, because this can be have a big impact sometimes on the action that we're taking, because this can actually hold us back, and it's something that's held me back an awful lot in the past as well. Because the reality is, I feel like we all feel this dad guilt in some way, shape or form. Some of us more than others. And we'll be all in different situations when it comes to how much we feel it. But I feel like from my experience and conversations that I have, I feel like we all feel this dad guilt in some way. And I think, especially if you're someone who has a very demanding career or very driven within your career or are running your own business, I feel like this dad guilt can be amplified even more, because the reality is, on one hand, you've got to put in the hours, you've got to put in the dedication to your work to provide for your family, right? That's a big, obviously, need and driving force behind what we do and why we do what we do in our professional career. On the other hand, we then feel guilty about not spending enough time with the kids, not spending enough time with the family, and you almost have this battle with yourself, because you're like, well, I need to be doing this to give the my family the life that they want and keep a roof over their head. And then on the other hand, you then feel like you're spending almost too much time. And again, when it comes to your professional career, you're all going to be in different boats for this. I obviously am running my own business, so I'm running my own ship. And I think sometimes this is what's interesting when I'm, again, in conversations, people like the idea of running their own schedule, running their own business and being their own boss. But I can tell you, and I know this from speaking to other business owners as well, it's not all sunshine and rainbows. Like, yes, it has its perks. Yes, you have a bit more flexibility, but because you're running a business and you are the sole responsibility to keep a roof over your family's head, and there's less stability there, sometimes it can be even worse, because you end up putting even more hours in to make the business work. And that's certainly when I started out in business what I was doing an awful lot of, and that's, you know, essentially what needed to happen. And this is why I believe so many dads struggle to prioritize themselves. This dad guilt is a huge factor in this, because never mind the hours that you're spending at work and the hours then you're not spending with the family, to then think about spending hours or time on yourself, doesn't have to be hours, it's almost unthinkable because of the guilt that you are feeling. And like I said, this is something that I struggled with for a long time. And it then impacted my standards, my health. I always sacrificed that because I was putting all of my time and energy into work, like my business, and then my family. That was literally all I could kind of focus on. And I convinced myself I was doing the right thing by doing that. And I'm not saying that, you know, prioritizing work, prioritizing family isn't important, because of course it is. But for me, this is where things started to shift and change for me, because during that time, when I was spending time with the family and when I was prioritizing spending a bit of time with my two boys, when I was doing that, I wasn't actually the best person to be around, because when I was there, I actually had no energy. I wasn't in the best of moods, so it was impacting my relationship with my wife, and I wasn't even present. I wasn't really in the room. Like, I was there in person, but my mind was elsewhere. My mind was thinking about other things I needed to do within the business, and stresses about things that were going on. And it wasn't until I fully committed to prioritizing myself and changing my shift and thinking behind this, that this actually started to change. Because for me, it was about building better personal structure, routines and systems into my personal life. Because in my opinion, there is no such thing as a perfect work-life balance. Because at times, especially, again, if you've got a demanding career or you're running your own business, there's times where you are going to have to prioritize work. You are going to have to go hard when it comes to your career. That's just the reality of the life that we live and the choice that we make when it comes to our career. And I think sometimes if we try and fight that and feel guilty about it, it makes it even worse. But this is where the importance of communication comes in, of going, right, there's going to be periods of time where I am going to have to go all in, and I am going to have to sacrifice a bit of family time and sometimes even time for yourself. But that's where having the structure, systems and routines in place to keep the basics in line and keep a minimum standard in place is really, really important. But then when it comes to actually spending time with the family and the kids, and dealing with this dad guilt, this is where my thought process comes with this now. And it's really helped me. It's not necessarily about the amount of time I'm spending with my two boys and with the family. I think that's sometimes very easy to get caught up in. You always just compare the amount of time you're spending at work, the amount of time you're spending on yourself, and the amount of time you're spending with the family. For me, when it comes to family time and time with my boys, it's actually quality over quantity. And I think that's really important to know. So big focus of mine now is the time I am spending with the family, with the boys. I want to be fully present and engaged. And I'm not perfect. Like, there is times where I'm not present and I'm not, I am distracted. But that is my focus now. Rather than thinking about I need more time, it's how can I spend better quality time. So the time that I am dedicating to family and my boys, like, it's worthwhile. Like, it's quality time with them, which has really helped me, because it means that when it comes to working on the business, working on myself, like, I'm not feeling as guilty when I'm doing it, because I know that when I am spending time with the family, you know, it's more quality time because I'm present, I'm in the moment. But here's the thing. If you are someone that struggles with trying to balance all of this, the only way I was able to be more present, be more engaged, have more energy, be in a better mood when it comes to around my family, is by being in a better place physically and mentally myself. I had to be the priority in order to be able to do that and make this shift and change. Because at the end of the day, if you're not the priority, then no one else can be the priority. Let me know if you agree with that, because if you are not in a good place, as I've spoken about so many times in here, then it doesn't matter what time and what you're prioritizing and what you see as the priority, it's never going to get 100%. It's never going to be what it could be without you at your best. And that's what this is all about. So I hope this has been helpful. I hope this is just helpful to almost shift your perspective on this dad guilt, because like I said, we all experience it. We all experience it at different levels. And you know, it's something that, like I said at the start, it's not spoken about enough. And I think dads will just suck this up and just almost deal with it themselves, which is why I wanted to be able to communicate this more, because I felt it and I still do feel it, but I've certainly got a better balance with this now, just by that shift in perspective of quality over quantity, and making sure that I'm in a good place, prioritizing myself, so then when I am spending time with the family, with the kids, I'm able to be fully present, I'm able to be fully engaged, I'm able to have good energy and be the best dad I can be for them, as well as the other responsibilities that I have. So I hope this is helpful. I'd love to know the biggest kind of insight and takeaway off the back of this. Appreciate it as always. And we are back to the 2 live shows a week. So it's been good to get back to them this week and be same again next week. So team, enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy the rest of your week, and I will speak to you on the next show, which will be next week on Tuesday, same time, same place.